I would like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, July 30th, 2012 to order. And Sherry, if you would you lead us in an opening prayer?
We just bow our heads before your throne of grace this morning, Lord, and we just ask that you will be with us. We ask for your guidance and for your wisdom, for your knowledge and for your understanding. We ask for leadership decisions here to be made by the power of you today. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that you will just be with our vets, those that are serving here in the States and those also that must be abroad on the front battle lines. Just draw a wall of protection around them and keep them safe today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this county, for all of the things you have done, for the blessings that we have here. And now we pray that you will be in the midst of this gathering today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sherry.
That's that connection.
Previous meeting minutes.
Hold on a second. Why? This is a connection over here. Confuse me. Motion to approve meeting minutes dated July 23rd and July 26th with corrections and changes.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve previous County Commission meeting minutes of July 23rd and July 26th with corrections and amendments. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable. That's still.
Hello? Motion to approve accounts payable. Checks 329-868. Through 329-926 and warrants 5654.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 329-868 through 329-926 and warrant number 5654. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
There were no general entries or transfers, sir.
Wouldn't be the microphone at the podium.
Usually some feedback from the east, but yeah.
Let's jump over to approval of payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. It's nice of you to drop by.
Very casual setting.
We have agenda request review. Good morning.
It is. It's this. It's that one.
Okay. All of these items have been deleted.
Okay.
Last week, if I'm not mistaken. Last week, Jim, Danny, concur with that?
Okay.
Yep.
Is that correct?
The Corps of Engineers, we gave you a task when you weren't here.
Oh.
That's the number two item here.
Okay.
If you can get a hold of the Corps of Engineers people and start working on a meeting where we can all be together to talk about their email they sent to us.
Okay.
So if we need to do it via teleconference or in person, but that's where we left the second item. Number four, I thought you had really got with Renee on that.
I did, and the last direction I received from you guys is to go ahead and schedule it.
Oh.
And to have her come before you.
I don't think it's necessary. Would you do one thing for myself? Pull up her, print out her budget. Well, I think her concerns were is the Missouri Extension building upgrades came out of her budget. She wanted to know if it should have came out of somebody else. The other one was some repair on the jail. I think jail or equipment, rooftop units. And I think that's part
Did
of her.
Did you not see the information that was attached to the request?
I talked with Renee.
You did.
And I told her that a budget is just a budget. It's a prediction of what you're going to spend. That I'm hopeful that in 2013 we're going to establish a budget whereby the jail will show its own expenses.
Okay.
Which would be separate from the judicial facility, which should be included with us here. But the jail should be separate. And the reason for that is we have to track the expenses so that when we apply for reimbursement from the state, based upon per prisoner cost, we receive those state payments back.
Yes.
And so we really should separate that out, but that I'm concerned, obviously, about the amounts of money that we've expended, but we, in fact, approved those expenditures, and it's on the commission's shoulders as we move forward, and it's just, it's not a bad reflection on her.
That's the best way to explain it.
But if you all want to meet with her, that's fine. But I did, in fact.
I guess the biggest thing is that she needs to know that we're aware of why she's over budget.
Yeah, individual. One of us when we run into her, just make mention of that.
The reason that she's over budget is because we approved it. But I can tell you what, that facility down there is just a hole in the ground that eats water. That meets money.
I completely agree.
It's unbelievable.
But yeah, we need to work for 2013, separating those expenses to in time to the jail, but yeah, I don't see it necessary to meet with Renee on that. On number three, Danny, didn't you mention that last week that you were wanting to have that, or was I mistaken in that?
Yes, but you gentlemen can go ahead. I already announced it at the public.
Like your
form that I was for it.
So okay.
You don't have to. You guys schedule it whenever you want to, and I didn't want it to be a campaign issue, so I just announced I was for it.
Okay. Well, my question for you is we need to schedule a hearing? Is that right, Ron?
If in fact it's this commission's decision to move forward after this issue laid dormant for a period of 45 days, allowing any member of the public to comment on it. We have the right to establish and have a public hearing to discuss this matter. I think that we have to give X amount of days notice before that hearing. I could be wrong, but I thought it was like 30 days.
Well, I'm not as decided as Danny is, so it's whatever we need to do. I just...
Would you... Would you pull that information for us and tell me how many days' notice that we have to give?
I believe it's 15 days.
15?
On any public hearing, but I'll double check.
Is it something you guys want to chat about between now and election or after election or not at all?
No, it doesn't have to be. It's just, Ron, I had a concern that it was a... something that shouldn't even be entered into the political atmosphere, and I just wanted to get it correct that I'm on the record as being for this particular issue, so that's fine. You can do the 15 days, you can do the, we can wait for a month, or however you want to do it.
If it's all the same to you guys, I wish we would address this after.
Okay.
That's fine. I mean, it's absolutely fine.
I'll work with you on that, Nikki.
Okay.
Unless you want to establish it, I mean, a date for hearing, or can we do that after lunch?
Yeah, like I said, you can do that anytime you guys.
Mr. Erickson, are you here for bids also? Thank you, sir.
And I have another request here from Mr. Dan Reem from MoDOT.
Yes.
On salt and fuel purchases. He is actually on vacation this week. It was going to be scheduled on this Thursday. Can we go ahead and schedule it for August 6th instead?
No.
Okay.
Don't go back and tell me. He wanted to meet with us regarding information that he sent us. He had sent an agreement.
We met with him.
I know. And after that meeting,
here's
he sent
agreement.
Us a written agreement.
Would you like to see it?
Here, I'm coming down. Sit still. Okay?
Payable
or paper?
Yeah, we discussed this. I've talked to him about this. I don't.
We talked about it last week, but we didn't schedule anything.
No.
Well, I think Dan's concern was we didn't want to open up any liabilities on the county based upon verbiage that we had an agreement with the state.
What we did was we sent that agreement to Frank Cotty. He's supposed to review it. Frank then is supposed to get with Danny to address specific concerns. So until Frank gets back to Danny, there's no action.
Right.
That's what happened on Thursday.
Right.
Okay.
So it is in Nikki's court. And Frank.
Yes, it's on Frank's list.
Do you have any other items you'd like scheduled?
No, I've got a couple of questions.
Sure.
Gentlemen, I'm looking at Thursday. If you gentlemen prefer, we can move that to Monday. That's where I'm headed with that or not. But, or to the following Thursday. It's up to you. All I see is an agenda review for the following week on Thursday, which can be done by phone. And the update from R&B.
Well, Randy had requested an hour, didn't he? And that's
he had a half hour.
From a week from Thursday. The week from this Thursday, or was that this Thursday?
This Thursday. And that's what I'm asking about. There's nothing in schedule.
Well, why don't I mean, we've got time. Why don't I contact Randy and see if it's...
Okay, it's got to be someone's phone.
Is your phone getting calls? Is your phone getting calls? Something.
Well, I'm wondering, since we had difficulty with that this morning, there might be something that's tied to that number. Because we didn't have any problem with the sound system during the DOE.
Yeah, we didn't, did we? So it may be the connection from the computer to this system.
That's true.
Let's don't put that on there. Let me contact Randy and see what that is. You want to contact him and see individually and see what it is. He had one or two issues that he, as a matter of fact, he talked to me last. It was either Thursday or Friday, and he'd already resolved one of those issues. So I want to ask him about it because he had 30 minutes down. I visited with Randy last Friday, and he had already resolved one of the issues that he was wanting to talk to us about.
Why don't you just talk to him, Danny? Let's I mean, they're in the middle of their chip seal still, so why don't you talk to him, see if it can wait, and or see if he's got any issues.
Okay.
Well, let me ask this then. Since she's here for agenda review, we would have had agenda review on Thursday. If, in fact, we have some issue that's pressing that we want to put on, let's call Nikki. Nikki will send us the alert, and we'll say yes, add it or don't add it.
Right. That, sure.
Does that make
sure.
sense, Joe?
Yep.
And Nikki, do you have anything else?
No, I don't.
Jim or Danny, do you have anything else?
Not this time for me.
We've got, let's stay in recess till 10:20, at which time we'll bring up our bid recommendations and the balance of our agenda.